ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 6-5-2020. And oh, I'll tell you what, I guess Robert E. Lee was not a general and was not from the great state of Virginia, okay? Guess you need to get rid of him. All right, I guess you need to be like Obama and have the picture of Jesus. You remember when he got went into a church on the East Coast after he was became president, covered up the picture of Jesus with all black and also the crucifixes, all right? So maybe you need to do that. And then, oh, good old Dallas. Good old Dallas removed the statue of the Texas Ranger. Well, let me tell you something. If there weren't any Texas Rangers, there wouldn't be any ranchos in Tejas. It would be Mexico. So y'all ought to remember that down there. But I'll tell you what. One riot, one ranger. They'd have had a 44 Walker Colt and a hog lug, or excuse me, a double barrel loaded with dimes and a lever action Henry rifle. And they would have laid waste about the first two deep rows of any kind of a rioting, violent crowd. And that would have been all it. It would have been all in and all done. So let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The real trick here is the truth. And you are not going to make it if you don't have Lord Jesus on your side. And this was sent to me by Dave and Debbie, the Nunemakers out of France. And they are the missionaries for Indochina, Indochine, where a lot of you out there have participated in sending Bibles and songbooks in the native language, and sometimes even the tribal language of the mountain people of Indochine, which is several different countries. But I'm going to tell you what, they sent this to Old Hawk, and they said it's a chorus that they memorized when they went to serve in West Africa as missionaries for 8 years. It's called Under the Blood of Jesus. Under the blood of Jesus, safe in the shepherd's fold. Under the blood of Jesus, safe while the ages roll. Safe though the worlds may crumble. Safe though the stars grow dim. Under the blood of Jesus, we are secure in Him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not, and I've been hearing about for some good people who said, Hawk, you know, I was really bad off, and your show brought me back to just talk to Jesus and to ask Him to come to be my Savior. And I tell people once again, the best deal in town, no matter what out there is, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And He'll start to wash you clean. And it'll be through Him that you have everlasting life in heaven if you're to lose your life on this planet or another. So thank you to Dave and Debbie. God bless them all. And I'll tell you what, maybe next week we'll put out the call again to possibly see if we can still get some more Bibles going through the back doors, as we all know, into Indochine now, because travel being so limited. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, God bless them, and that is the truth. There's power under the blood of Jesus. So let me tell you, I read last night on air the Health Rangers Natural News deal about the Antifa terrorists being bused to Sparta, Illinois, with orders to burn farm houses and kill white livestock in rural white areas. And it was from Mike Adams, dated June 3, and that's an area that I'm familiar with. And I'll tell you what, there's an old Kaskaskia River over there, an old Hawk and some old wild boys. We used to use them bow and arrows back in the days before they were even Compound bows didn't exist. We just had recurves. Some people still have the old long bows, but we used to have deer stands and all that kind of stuff in that Kaskaskia River Basin. We used to eat breakfast there at Redbud, old Redbud. And then you go out from the Redbud to the east, and you're getting over into that area of the Kaskaskia, and Sparta ain't far from there, and Pinckneyville and Ducoin and a whole lot of other spots. Well, let me tell you what. There are some good old boys down there who'll take it to you and skin you up and use your hide for rawhide on their straps and bury your bodies, Antipa, in the dadgum mud of the Kaskaskia River Basin. And just go on down there. Call them out. Say, come on out there, Sparta boys and girls. And I'm going to tell you something. Sparta was a province or a state in Greece that had some pretty tough suckers. They had 300 Spartans, you know. Sparta's not that big of a town, but there's a lot of other good ones. Murfreesboro, all those areas down in there. And hello to my friend down there. Oh, but that's the wrong place to go, but maybe that's where they want to try to mix it up. But I've got some more information. I've got some information that's of, should be of particular interest to the Mason, Ohio and Westchester, Ohio police up in there, that area. But this happened in Mason, Ohio earlier today in a hair salon, a woman's hair salon in a small shopping mall, you know, not mall, but a, you know, a strip center, a strip mall, all right, and a woman's hairdressing salon, and somebody was seen to come in. A guy comes in through the door. He's dressed all in black, black pants and a black hat with one of those weird, I think maybe like not Antifa, but the anarchist symbols or some kind of a little symbol or something on his cap, but his shirt was very much interesting. But let me just tell you what he said, then I'll tell you about the shirt in a second. He comes in, he's on up. Oh, well, I'm just checking on my appointment. I made the appointment online, and I hadn't heard anything from you, so I'm coming to see if I'm ready. And so the salon owner said, well, what, you know, what's your phone number? We're, you know, we don't have you down for any appointment. Oh, he said, I need to, you know, I need an appointment because I made it, you know, and I'm here from out of town. I'm here from New York, and in New York, I organize businesses, you know, set up businesses and organize them and all that. Now I'm here in this area, and I'm organizing businesses here, setting up businesses. Yeah, you're darn right he is. He's scoping out the hair salon and that strip center to maybe possibly burn it and to use some of the chemicals you would find in a beauty salon that are used in dyeing hair and putting hair color on and stuff that are highly flammable, plus the hairspray and all of that and the lacquer, which they can use, and that would cause a real easy, nice fire you see in a little strip center. Are you hearing me, Mason, Ohio cops? Get out of the donut shop, all right? Quit going to encrypted every 3 minutes and actually talk to somebody on the phone and tell him what's going on. But this guy came in, and he pretended like he had an appointment. He was dressed all in black, had like an anarchist or some kind of a weird symbol on his cap. And here's what his T-shirt, which was black, said, but it had figures on it, and it said, I'm the kill switch. That was what the headline of the shirt said. Then it had a picture of a cop, of a policeman standing there, and then some guy coming up behind him with a knife and slitting the cop's throat, and blood's pouring out of the cop's throat. His shirt said, I'm the kill switch. So Mason, Ohio, Westchester, all those little towns in that Cincinnati metro right there, you better be heads up for these guys, and you better be starting to look at every motel, every hotel. You might want to look at every little trailer park. You might want to look at the back parking lots of the Walmarts, the Kohl's, because you had an incident the other night, didn't you, at the Kohl's? But the minute that started popping up, y'all guys went to encrypted. But you better look for this guy, because this guy is probably this weekend, maybe a big weekend, where the whole thing goes up in smoke all over the United States. And in the smaller areas, the rural areas, and areas they perceive as all white, you see. Now, that is a warning for Mason, Ohio. And then Sparta, Illinois, and a lot of different places, I'm telling you, they're probably going to come. And did you see then, you saw then Hal Turner's warning, perhaps? Let's see if I can find that right here. I saw it briefly earlier. There's so many, get so many emails anymore and so much information. It's not even, it's just incredible. Let's see. Well, you know, lightning striking the Washington Monument, that's kind of a precursor, isn't it? Huh? Kind of precursor. Let me see if I can find this here. You know, I'll tell you here it is right here. Hal Turner's sources on the former, where he was at, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, have apparently warned him that something might be up. Allegedly, something might be up based on old Joint Terrorism Task Force sources telling Hal Turner that a coup d'etat against President Trump might be in the works this weekend, and that the D.C., mayor of D.C.'s order to remove the National Guard troops out of the city, and then also Pentagon moved to disarm them. Esper, you're a piece of crap. SecDef Esper, you're a chicken shit piece of crap. Not because you have an opinion. And I guarantee you that I prefer not to have full-line military troops on the street, but I'm going to tell you, every chance you get, the citizen soldiers you talk about, you guys use them overseas all the time. They're veterans. But that doesn't mean that you guys aren't trained for police duty, because what is it you have them do now in Afghanistan and in Iraq? You got them being cops, don't you, Esper? But that's not the point. I don't want Posse Comitatus violated, but if the cities are burning and we got all these Antifa and all these allegedly paid for goons, labor organizers, you know, commie, lefty, anarchist types, Antifa, BLM, all the different EIEIOs of the terrorist world, allegedly paid for via Soros. Maybe he's funneling Rothschild money, maybe not. But allegedly paid via Soros, and they also possibly got the pyramid type schemes where these organizers can make big money the more guys they bring in. Yet they pay the ones they bring in $20. They got buses. They got all kind of stuff. Project Veritas, okay, has infiltrated them. Got it all other. They're taking military training and dirty fighting training and all kind of stuff. Well, let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of people out here that know about the chin jab and a whole lot of other things that might just have taken some old Devil's Brigade training or some old training of the old OSS type training. You just might know some people of that. You might know some people that took some hand-to-hand from Colonel Bo Greitz. Not the stylistic taekwondo or specialized karate or an elaborate kung fu for show. No. Like down and dirty, take them down and put them out. Wham, bam, bam, okay? So there's some hand-to-hand out there, some old men that know a lot of that stuff. And you're going to be quite surprised. But the fact of the matter is, like my old friend from Mississippi, he says, Well, Brent from Mississippi says that November 3rd is the last day of the constitutional America, he said, because the demon commie rats, the loosened up people, the anarchists, the nihilists, and the atheists, as Albert Pike said, that are being unleashed, they're not going to stand for President Trump being in there. So you're going to have to fight pretty quick here. Going to have to fight pretty quick. And you better watch out the smaller towns. You better keep an eyeball. And you better carry a gun with you when you go in the car to go get your groceries. Now, if you got two of you going, send one in without it, and the other stays out in the car with it. Wives, you can stay out with your pistol and make your husband go in and get the groceries. Because believe me, that's the way it is a lot of times. The husbands have the golf clubs and the wives have the fire sticks, okay? And that's nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you what, it's coming and you better be ready because they're going to get rid of the cops or try to. Defund them. All of this is the last chance, all in and done. Lucy is behind in his game, and he's putting the pressure on his minions to try to choke the life out of about 90% of America so he can come on the scene, possess the little GAC, and you know who's still bucking for that, don't ya? Joker Tut seems to be still bucking for that job, like we used to say. But oh my my. So we got Sparta, Illinois. We got Mason, Ohio. We had the Mason. Those guys been there for several days. You guys could have found them, Mason, Ohio police, Warren County Sheriff, all the different ones. Butler County Sheriff or Little Dickie Jones, you could be finding them instead of looking for the guys that's telling about your little troubles that you guys had when you're trying to arrest the veterans. So, oh man, you know, it's getting real interesting. And I don't know whether there'll be an attempted coup d'etat, but I'll tell you what. I would say this. President Trump, you need to be watchful on what's going on, and you need to bring in your old bodyguard, and have him just come to visit you and get him on a good, strong espresso coffee diet so he stays up late at night for you. Oh, I guess the Guardian Angels broke Curtis Sliwa of the old Guardian Angel, broke his jaw. The looters and hoodlums broke Guardian Angel founder Curtis Sliwa's jaw with a hammer. And another Guardian Angel lost his eye during the attack. Well, I know they fought some of them last week. And they had about 6 or 10 Guardian Angels against about 100 or 200 of the other guys. And they went toe-to-toe with them trying to prevent a looting. And for those young people who don't know about Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa, he started to take the streets back by himself with a group of people, volunteers, a number of years ago. And then he fell under some disfavor and this and that and the other. Oh, boy. But all that's going to be real great because the Minneapolis police, we can now get rid of them. And I'll tell you, I see what the I guess Black Lives Matter and Antifa are openly claiming they will be mobile with over a million protesters into Washington, D.C. this weekend. If that's the case, then why is Mayor of D.C. ordering National Guard troops out of the city? And worse, why is the Pentagon ordering any troops who remain not to use firearms and apparently are disarming them? Well, I'll tell you what. You then have a whole street, four lanes, two bicycle lanes, and two center lanes for cars, a whole street there with the yellow Black Lives Matter in giant letters covering the entire street that was put out there apparently by the mayor of D.C. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Maybe they should stop funding D.C. D.C. could fund itself, huh? And I'll tell you, the Buffalo cops, I didn't care for what they did with the old man, but the 75-year-old man, he was up in the face, so you're gonna dance the dance, you're gonna have to take the prance, you know what I'm saying? Or the old man needed to have taken it to the policeman if that was his intent. But all the ya-ya and the hoo-ha and the ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba and all that kind of stuff, when they're making a move down the thing and they're popping their batons in the hand, you just don't get in the middle of that unless you want to mix it up. So, Minneapolis okay is a ban on police chokeholds and neck restraints. Well, no, she had Sherlock. They already had that ban, basically. You know, I think we ought to do is make a law. Let's make laws against looters looting. Oh, that would be novel, wouldn't it? Then they would not loot. Oh, let's make a law that says it's illegal to take heroin or cocaine. Ha ha! Then nobody would do it, would they? Oh, let's make a law that says you cannot, be a pedophile. Oh, well, then nobody would do that, right? Well, no, heck no. Then you'd have half the politicians would have to turn themselves in, you see. I'll tell you what, the Buffalo police, the special squad or the flying squad or whatever they were there, went in and today they were taken down by the governor and by the mayor and all that. They got up and walked out of the deal. The Louisville police, who did a bad thing, they mistakenly, I guess, shot this Brianna, the woman in her bed and all of that. And that's what's been the thing there. But it says dozens of disrespected Louisville police officers. They walked out of the mayor's city's mayor office where they had a speech ongoing or whatever. They walked out as Mayor Greg Fisher prepared to address them ahead of a 12-hour shift. The cops walked out, dozens of them. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm all for First Amendment rights and for rights of labor, okay, against management, aren't you? And, you know, the EMT, Breonna Taylor, that she died in her apartment after being shot 8 times by police, probably on the wrong knock warrant, no-knock warrant kind of a thing. But the Louisville mayor, well, I guess you're just going to, what are you going to do, have your special Antifa to, when the Derby comes along, you're going to have them handle the Derby for you? Or you're not going to have the Derby anymore, Mayor? Well, I'm going to tell you what. Maybe the New York City police ought to just stay home for the third shift tonight, you know? Well, okay, they're on the second shift. They're on second shift right now. On the second shift right now. And somebody's calling me here anyway. They're on the second shift right now, but maybe the third shift ought to just not come in Because I'm going to tell you, they could be getting sick from the bloviations, from the bean parts and the workout parts of de Blasio, you know? And I hate to be crude and all that stuff, but it's just so ridiculous. I'm already telling you what you need to do. I told you last night. You need to get firearms. If you do not have them, if you have them, then buy ammunition. And I think you need to think about, do you have enough ammunition to fight every day for the next 3.5 years? To defend your home, your family, your food supply, your garden, your livestock, your water towers. I guess they're going to try to take the water towers down. And it's another thing down there in Sparta and in southern Illinois. But I would get the old bow hunters, you know. I used to bow hunt down in there. You won't even hear the gunshots. Just get the bow hunters out of Kaskaskia and Sparta and Pinckneyville and Redbud and Belleville and Millstatt and all them different places down in there. Get the guys with the bow and arrows and the camo. I mean, the old Redbud, I used to using the old camo stick and camoing up to go out to deer hunt. Of course, in those days, you had to use the deer scent stuff to cover up your coffee and all that. We didn't have the fancy specialty stuff to wash your clothes or anything back then, but be that as it may. Gotta get them out there. They could just hold them new compound bows at the draw and just put a few arrows through that bust, see what they like. See if Antifa wants to do something with that. You gonna throw a concrete, you know, bottle at somebody? You gonna throw a balloon full of blood, pee, and HIV, and COVID, and whatever you got? Well, I'm gonna tell you what, then maybe a broadhead just ought to cruise right on up into your bovine belly, you know? But that's in defense of what's going on. But that is where this thing is headed. They want to get rid of the police. They want to, Esper and all these people, they want to take the National Guard out of D.C. You've got every third mother's son of the Joint Chiefs coming out against Trump. Why? Because you are the very people that allowed the Red Chinese and the Russians to compromise our butts. You are the guys who would not do what you needed to do in those days in order to take them out. You are the guys that want to pad your retirements for one last time and take orders from the Luciferian high Illuminati scumbags in the top slots in the Pentagon, intelligence, banking, the top slots of the religious orders of the world, the top slots of the six-fingered Samuels, the remaining gigantes, and the still around and coming back, fallen angels, Anunnaki. You guys want to do all that? Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to leave us up to it? Well, Americans are buying guns like there's no tomorrow, all right? And ammunition. So get out there. Sportsman's Outfitter, Sportsman's Guide. Just go locally and buy, because you can go and see it, and then your name's not on the ticket for when they bring it UPS or in the mail. But get whatever you can, and if you have only opportunity to get one thing, then get you a 12-gauge pump shotgun, or get you a .22 rifle, like a Ruger 10/22 or a Savage or something like that. That's the only one you can get. Get one of those two, because they can handle feed your family, and they can handle defending your family. But if you can, get yourself a pistol or revolver, and I like to have a hideout, one or two. If I had my druthers, I'd have a 40 cal Glock, a 9mm Glock, and maybe a little Ruger, another Ruger in the hideout, plus a boot knife, a regular K-bar up, and then have whatever it is I need at that moment in that spot. Something basic that's A to B basic. Whether it be 223, whether it be 308, or 762 but 39. More people have been killed with 762 39 than anything else. They're not as accurate as some things, but I'm going to tell you, at 100 yards, 200 yards, throw a little fire down range, you're going to hit something, you know? But the point is to defend your family, your property, against all comers when this crap goes loose, and the wild weasel is already running. I heard a CIA guy on Tucker last night spell it out about Esper, saying the cities are already burning. What are you going to do? It's enemies foreign and domestic, was your oath. So we don't have to go into the loose berry knifed out of pipe. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you do. Anything is most needed. Not a lot coming in. But I'm going to stay on air as long as the Lord Jesus tells me to be on the air and continue to strike blows against his enemies. And to warn you, the remnant, of what is coming and how to prepare. And having done it for 16 years now in June, this is June, now it's the 16th year, when Brother Quayle had me on as a guest after we'd corresponded and talked on the phone a few times. And back during the days of the Quayle-Hagman report, and the forum back then. So that era, Brother Quayle got a message in the shower from the Lord, says, put this guy on, have him on, and put him on the air. Well, now I'm still on. And I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that is the story. That's the way, the truth, and the light. And I'm going to tell you what, do not turn from him. Do not turn from our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus, his only begotten Son, who came here to wash your sins away with his blood. Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, boy. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything most needed and wanted. West 83rd Street. Number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas. 66208. Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. The easiest thing is Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a silver dollar, silver dime, silver quarter. And God bless those of the Barber and the Liberty Brigade, too. Thank you, Captain K, for all you do. Check and money order fine. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I will tell you this. You need to go to stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com. And if you have not gotten the material from the latest, what it was supposed to have been the Branson meeting, but it was the catastrophes and coming, the coming catastrophes and bad stuff, all the predictions from Steve and all of those wonderful speakers, go there and click on that and order the DVDs of that. You can also, Steve has got gold and silver, platinum, palladium that he can get to you quickly, and he'll give you the fair price. The price is no longer the spot price. If you got a spot of 17 something on silver, you're going to probably pay 24 bucks an ounce instead of the 17, because the physical stuff is not out there. But Steve has got some, and he can get it for you. Call Steve at 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. That's Renaissance Precious Metal. You'll either get Steve or his very good manager, Daryl, my old buddy, or you'll get Tyler, his son, or possibly somebody else. You might get Steve himself. 406-586-4840. Go to stevequayle.com. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. Tell them Hawk sent you. And they've also got a lot of other stuff that you can take, benefit from. They can hook you up with different types of foods. They got all kind of stuff that Steve's got, radiation detectors, all kind of things that he can get for you. And don't forget the books, because the knowledge in his books and the DVDs and all the stuff that he's got is what's going to educate your children and grandchildren who may still be in the fight after you're gone. All right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Ridgecrest Quake, we talked about Mimic. I told you that that's what's going on. They popped that China Lake area again, didn't they? Now, I'm telling you, all the good places where stuff is happening, and I'm hearing more and more people saying, hey, you know, I saw some posters of Antifa and BLM up on a corner in California, Southern California, you know, saying come to the big rally and come and blah, 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 and bring your blah, 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 and come to the Antifas and all that stuff. Well, I do know that somebody probably went up there during the middle of the night and tore all that crap down. And had they have chosen him, I don't believe they would have had any good luck with that individual. That's all I got to say on that. But a lot of good friends out there all over the place, they're not going to go into the Luciferian night without a fight. That goes for a lot of tough grandmas, what I call the Sig grannies, you know, the ones where you always used to see the pictures. I remember seeing them one time in Los Angeles, back during the old Rodney King days, I believe, and there was an old cigarette granny. She had an old Lucky Strike or a Camel in her mouth. She had an old skirt on and everything, and she had her an AK-47 variant, okay? She's smoking that cigarette out of the corner of her mouth. And the local cops got pinned down by the bad guys. And the cops are trying to hide behind their police cars. And she went out the front door with her AK and laid them bad guys to waste. Pow, 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 pow. Pow, 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 pow. Laid them to waste and saved the Los Angeles Police Department. Oh, I think we should arrest her, don't you? I think we should get rid of the police department. Oh, I think that would be really just ducky, you know, really just really special to see all of that, wouldn't you think? Can you imagine the Rampart Division without police? Can you imagine the west side of Chicago without cops? Oh, yeah. Or the south side? Yeah, you go down to about South Stoney. Maybe, you know, maybe in Minneapolis and all these places, maybe they should just have a new civil defense force that arrests all the white people. What do you think? That would be good, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, don't fall for any of this horse hockey! This stupid crap! This is the communist demonic communist takeover. They are going for it. Understand that. They're trying to go for it all the way. The full Megillah, the full Monty, whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to tell you what. There can be a heartbreak ridge for them sons of bitches. And you can stand with whatever you got. If it comes down to it, you stand with your K-bar and the old line fighting, you know? You got a K-bar and a chin jab and a judo hand chop. And you got a little jujitsu and a little ability to twist somebody up. I mean, I'll tell you what, the best thing I ever learned was from old cowboy Bob Hayes back in the old wrestling days at the Coors Inn Ballroom in St. Louis, Missouri. He used to do a spinning toe hold. He'd go in, take the legs out, get it locked up, and do a spinning toe hold. I'm going to tell you what, that'll twist him up real quick. I'm in a little bit of a fighting mood, ladies and gentlemen, but it's Friday night, and you don't know what's going to happen this weekend. So I am not going to go willy-nilly around and, oh, I'm going to give up my red privilege, or my pink privilege, or my blue privilege, or my white privilege, or my black privilege, or my brown privilege, or my green privilege. Oh, and knuckle under to those who would be my master. No, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to stick with the true CIC, the Lord Jesus, who is who I work for. You want to see what's going to happen to all of these people and the 200 million man Luciferian godless army probably coming out of Red China? You're going to see that if you stick around, and I intend to stick around. So Sparta, stand up. Redbud, get in behind them and flank them. Belleville, Millstatt, Pinckneyville, Cobden, come on up. St. Laborie, come on over. And when they come, you take it to them. You wade into them. Take their bicycle action skateboards and their little concrete things and their ball peen hammers and just get rid of that from a little distance off. Then, like I said, just put them on a Kaskaskia River float trip, you know? And take the bus and turn it back to wherever it came from and load it with a few Acme bricks. You know, say, see you later, Antifa Gator, you know? See you later, Black Bloc. See you later, Anarchy. And let me just tell you this. Supposedly the white supremacists, the Boogaloo boys, the Hawaiian shirt wearing. Have you ever heard of anything so stupid? Have you ever heard anything of such a telegraphic, what I will say, in COINTELPRO type of operation? You remember in Seattle at the old conference years ago, the early 90s, the Black Bloc, the anarchists that first appeared there at that place, at what was the G7 or the big meetings of the Europeans, of the UN and all that. Do you remember that they had some kind of tie into a secretive army intelligence asset or a group? And that the city of Seattle back then provided housing for them to hang out and stay in. Do you remember that? I do. So now they're here. Now you got the Boogaloo boys. Well, who do you think Soros can't pay for Hawaiian shirts? Allegedly. It's thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Hegelian dialectic, right? Usually mistaken because it's not quite as elegant and quite as more definite and quite as more nuanced as thesis, antithesis, synthesis. But problem reacts to solution is what people call it. Some people call it the Overton window, okay? That's more of a television Madison Avenue kind of a thing. But the idea is the same. You present the two opposites and you try to create a synthesis from the conflict of those against each other. Force field dynamics is what I was told by a communist professor. And he was a nice guy. And at a certain place, he and his buddy, another nice guy who ran the department, they're stone cold. But they believed in the early Lenin, you see. The early Lenin. Well, Lenin was an operative and an agent of the Rothschilds and the British Crown. Got it? Now, let's see here. Yeah, I talked about this last night. Coeur d'Alene, Iowa. We're not counter-process protesters. We're just going to make sure Coeur d'Alene is safe. Ukiah, Huntington Beach, a lot of places all over. Sonomish, Bellevue, a lot of different places. I'll tell you what, I guarantee you there's some down in Georgia. I guarantee you there's some in Brooklyn in certain areas. Some in the Bronx, too, okay? So, anyway, don't win or lose fear and knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. But we all better get ready. And if you're not a fighter, and you don't have to be, then be a supply and logistics person. Figure out the ways to get the groceries or the ammunition or the hot cup of coffee or the bottles of water or whatever it is to those who might be defending your town. I'll tell you, there's another, series of books that talk a lot all about it as well. The author is William Johnstone. William Johnstone, their Pinnacle Books, and their, the Ashes series, From the Ashes, you see. Those books themselves are just excellent because they talk all about it. And theirs was also after, in that scenario, and they were written in the 80s and early 90s, I believe. They were talking about what happened after a pandemic and how it all went into along racial lines and all kind of stuff. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when I think out there, and I'm going to tell you, there's all kind of good people out there, and I was thinking of our tough grandmama down there in Florida who fought off the crack head, meth head, who jumped in her car to grab her purse, and she grabbed that purse, and he said, give me that purse, and he's going, ah, and he's fighting her, he's half inside the car, and she said, no, no, this is my purse, help me, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord Jesus. Out of the clear blue, an old security guard, an old prison guard, grabbed that guy and pulled him out. He was white. Then the two guys that came to help him, one was black and the other was Hispanic, and they dropped that guy on his head and jumped on his back and held him till the regular police came. And she did not lose her purse because Lord Jesus come to help her. And for all the young people out there who have not been exposed to this, may your parents tonight tell you more about it. May you read Matthew 24. Luke 21, Matthew 25, which tells you to prepare. May you read Revelations and Daniel and all of the different books of the Bible, but focus in on the red letter editions of what Lord Jesus has to say, because that's where we're at right now, and that's the events that are coming into play, you know? Yeah, I can see the old Spartan Redbud and St. Labore and the Pinckneyville boys. I can see them dancing all over Antifa's head. Yes, sir. Just like they come out into Western Kansas or something like that. They want to try a little bit of that crap. Or into the Upper in Michigan or into Ohio like they're already going into Mason. Mason police, Mason, Ohio, get out of the donut shop. A guy walked into one of your places today. I'm going to tell it again. He was wearing all black. He came in and faked the fact that he had a appointment online with this beauty parlor, some little shop in Mason, Ohio. And the guy had the black hat with some kind of a weird symbol on it. And they had a shirt called the Kill Switch. He said, I'm the Kill Switch. And it showed a cop on the street and a man behind him slitting the cop's throat. That's the guy who's the Kill Switch. And he came in saying it, and he told us, just like the Lucys always do, they tell you what they're going to do to you. He said, I'm here from New York. I need to get a haircut. I thought I had an appointment. I made it online, but I'm coming in to check. They said, no, you don't have an appointment. What's your phone number? He wouldn't tell them. He said, I'm here from New York to set up businesses. You know, I set them up in New York, and now I'm here to set up businesses and organize businesses in this part of Ohio, you see. Well, that's what he's there to do. He's there to set up businesses to be taken down and burned. And if all this goes on, and if Esper and all those people make some kind of a move, the Joint Chiefs, then you ain't going to believe what's going to happen. And I'm basing that not on what I say, but on what Hal Turner is saying from Hal Turner allegedly saying from sources that he had in the Joint Terrorism Task Force of a possible attempted coup d'etat this weekend against President Trump. And if all the Antifas are going to be all over the country doing this, and the BLMs and the Black Blocs and the so-called alleged Boogaloo Boys, after a while, ladies and gentlemen, half the people running what I would say are white supremacist groups are FBI informants or undercover FBI agents or ATF agents. You want to go to, you remember the ATF agents? They used to have the little ropes and stuff they had and all the parties they would have. Oh, man. This thing is ready to come unglued. The wild weasel is running. And in the midst of all of this, Russia and China will pop us. Read Dmitry Dudeman, his prophecies for America. That in the midst of civil war, started by the communists, and we couldn't figure that out at the time. Now we can. That Russia and China, and they would find where the nuclear bases were at in the United States, where the hardware was, and they would unload on it. And he said a lot of cities would be gone. I believe he said Las Vegas, New York, Miami, a whole bunch of cities he listed off. And I forget all of them. I have to go back and listen to it again. Dmitry Dudeman. The guy who smuggled Bibles in Romania prior to Ceausescu getting taken out, and he had the vision and the dream of Ceausescu being taken out. But if there isn't anything that pops up bad this weekend, and even if there is and there's a brief respite, then by all means start to use the time to go and buy ammunition, food, body armor, if you can get yourself level 4 or 3A body armor and helmets. I went up to Gary Olin's sportsmansguide.com in the O-Dark 30 last night, was looking again. They've got all kinds of body armor up there. They have some used surplus Kevlar helmets out of Italy, British Kevlar helmets, and a few others. You can get newer, brand new stuff that's rated 3A. That's brand new for a lot more money, but you can get it. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get prepared for the next step. Nuclear, biological, chemical gear, firearms, ammunition, medical supplies. Do you have blood clot stuff? Do you have bandages like battlefield wound dressings? If you can get it, whatever you can get of that type of thing. You can also get the maxi pads. That will soak up blood. Get any kind of stuff. SAM splints. S-A-M, SAM splints. The splints for your ankle or your leg or your arm or elbow. I would also tell you to get a lot of brand new ACE bandages with the clips. You can wrap your knees with those ACE bandages and you can stand. You can stand right there in the fight. You can also get the different knee braces and elbow braces and ankle braces. Get that in preparation for what might happen. If you can't get a Kevlar helmet, then go get your granddad's old steel pot. Don't go into their loose bearing knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the loose bearing. Your stuff. Hey. Bad dangle wrench, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool. Mickey, stay on the optics. Please. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Go out and prepare. And when you go out to prepare, take a firearm with you in case the bad guys are about. Good night.